community council levy budget, President Stevens, all right.
Oh, the good seats were taken when I got here.
That's right. And remember that mic doesn't work.
Are we working?
Yeah, it's working.
First item from community development for the evening is titled Discussion of Community Council, and this topic arose out of the recent ordinance process we had to do the general quote-unquote cleanup to the zoning code to make sure that we got all the reference right, and we had a code that reflected what was actually occurring within the city offices and the government as a whole. Through that process, there were some comments made by our community council and our planning commission in the public meeting and public hearing process that there should be some requirements to, of how community council is to operate and communicate with each other through this process. The first part of this memo really dictates how community council came to be. It was an idea formed by DeKalb County back in the 1970s and then evolved through the 80s through a comprehensive planning process. And as it exists today, it's a series of small boards that are a local representation of the district of a particular commissioner, and they are part of the land use review process in that they hear rezoning, special land use permits, things of that nature. However, they are not an officially public advertised meeting, nor are they a public hearing in the process as required by state and local law. So as the city moved forward and incorporated and we adopted our codes, the mayor and council made a decision to keep the community council as a part of the process, but to have one council for the sake of, we already have a local representation level being the city of Dunwoody. So we've now been having meetings for, I think we've had 4 or 5 months worth of meetings, and we're starting to now have a larger discussion about what is the role of community council, since there is one community council and there is one planning commission. And really my fourth paragraph here gets into the opinion of staff. I believe that the intent of community council was to operate differently than the planning commission, to have two boards representing the same area, advertising in the same way, conducting a meeting in the same way, and voting in the same way doesn't necessarily seem to be the best use of our citizen resources. In order for community council to function in the way that I believe it was intended by reading the DeKalb County procedures and the intent of us moving it into our process, was to have more of a free-form discussion opportunity, almost in the way that our comprehensive plan meeting worked at our first public outreach, which is an opportunity to lay out a plan, to discuss it, to hear from both sides, and have a brief presentation by the applicant, but really to have an opportunity to fuss and discuss about the plan rather than having a formalized setting where sometimes, as you guys are well aware, sometimes the communication is limited because of the structure of the meeting. One of the things we were brainstorming in the office over the last few days is how to bring that to fruition with the existing policies we have in place and the existing procedure is simply a change of venue. We now have this new room down here. We have this new facility. We're not locked into the physical set of the terraces. We could move our community council meetings over to the work session area and just immediately have a less formalized setting that will allow for a little bit more discussion. So that's an idea we're going to bring up to the community council at their next meeting. Right now, community council is not a publicly advertised meeting because it is not a public hearing as required by the process. However, in an effort to have all government transparency possible, we have begun within the last meeting cycle. We've been posting the agendas all along. However, we now have upgraded our own technology and community development so that we can post agendas in the same way that mayor and council agendas are posted, so that they're a little bit more interactive so you can see the agenda and you can see all the backup documentation. So as you're a concerned citizen that want to participate in the process, you can come to the meeting with the full information that all the community council members received without having to pick up the phone and get a hold of a staff person. And that's our goal for all of these boards and commissions. So with that, what we're hoping to get from council tonight is some direction of whether we are happy with the process, some tweaks we would like to make to the process above and beyond what I've mentioned here tonight, and should those require code changes, we could begin that process.
Okay, yeah, Jim. I believe you're right on in this, Jennifer. I envision the community council as kind of an open session for the people, not that formally structured, where everybody can stand up and say their piece, and there's good dialogue, if you will, where, the planning commission is much more structured. And I go back to a few years ago when Publix was going to build a public store, you know, their grocery store over here across from the library, and I can still remember that. I can still remember that meeting like it was yesterday. Everybody, I mean, the place was full. Everybody stood up, you know, and said their spiel, and it was back and forth. The public was represented, you know, the other side was represented, and I think that's what you're trying to get at. Is that what it is? Just, you know, a more relaxed structure where people can feel like they can come and they don't have to have everything written down and all the T's crossed and the I's dotted and everything else. I vision the community council to be the first, you know, the first step in anything that's being done here as far as, you know, anything that's being revised or zoning or anything else. The community council is where everybody should start. And that's where everybody can stand up and very openly air their comments and their feelings on things. And that's my feeling.
Thanks, Dave. Robert.
Yeah, I echo that, Danny. I think the community council does too. That I think they see this as a continuum of formality, right? That at their level, it's an open discussion, it's dialogue, it's informal. As you move up the ladder until you get to us, it gets increasingly more and more formal. The problem we have with the structure today is that for that to be effective, we have to have a mechanism for alerting the public of what's going to be going on at the community council. I think I have been at every one of the community council meetings. At the last meeting, there was only one civilian. There were two members of the city council, two members of the planning commission, and only one person. And frankly, it's because when you talk about the publics, we had weeks to create that outcry. We had lots of dialogue in the crier. We had lots of time for people to find out and educate themselves and to spread the word virally and the community council, you know, is done before you know it. And we've had a couple of events. The Curry Center wanted to put a halfway house in Dunwoody. There was one or two other things that I think the community was very interested in. And by the time they got to the Planning Commission, people started to find out about it, wanted to know what was going on, and they'd already missed the first opportunity to be engaged in that dialogue. So here's what I want to suggest. I want to suggest three changes. One, I want us to push the community council back a little bit in the timeline from the deadline. Right now, the deadline occurs and the community council meets 7 days later. It takes staff 2 or 3 days to put anything together. So by the time anybody learns that what's going to be on the agenda, the meeting's in 2 or 3 days. So what I'd like to suggest is that we move the community council back a little bit so it's a little closer to the planning commission. I'm not suggesting we move the whole timeline out. But let's move the community council out and let's take that opportunity to do some advertising. Let's notify folks in the crier. Let's put a sign up. It doesn't have to be that official legal notice thing, but let's put a sign on the site. We don't have to notify everybody by mail, you know, 250 feet or whatever it is, but let's at least try to get the word out. The second thing that I'd like to suggest is that we give the community council the opportunity to table something for one meeting. The way we've structured it today, if the community council has questions, if there are people who aren't there to answer them, if the staff says, well, we could go research that, the way we've got it organized today, the community council doesn't get a chance to see the benefit of that. There's no opportunity for them to say, can you come back next month? And let's give a recommendation. Right now, whether they move or not, it goes on to the planning commission. So I think that would be the second thing I would suggest. And I think if we can do those two things, I think that'll give them the opportunity to fill that vision that both Jennifer and you talked about.
I said three things, actually, right?
I said
move out, advertise, and
give them the power to table once.
Yeah, I think there's some gentleman, I think it's Mr. Nall, made a comment earlier tonight about, you know, having more days of notice there. I think that's probably a good thing across the board. I mean, I fully understand we could have a year notice and, you know, they're just not that people aren't interested or people never going to get the word. And there's a lot of people in this city, you know, that don't use electronic means to keep themselves advised of what's going on and everything, and it's just very difficult to get the word out. But we do the maximum.
The voice of try, right, yeah, right.
All right, Jennifer, you have any thoughts on those ideas?
No, all those ideas are perfectly doable. If council is open to these ideas, I could return a future work session with a revised schedule, because the schedule for applications has to be adopted by council. So should we start moving those deadlines around, we will need to return to you to get a new resolution for that new schedule, so we can put that draft together and bring that to your review of the July work session.
Okay. Yes, I'd recommend we do that, please. Any other questions? We have Tom?
Yeah, we've got an organization here you may have heard of, the Dunwoody Homeowners Association. That's a large and lengthy institutional history here in Dunwoody as a volunteer group. Do you see any way to bring them into this? I know we have individual DHA members on several of these boards that we do, but do you see any process for where that would fit, like having the DHA review that I know they only meet once a month, which members have scheduling options, should jump out the... But is there any way to get, do you think there's some valuable inputs there, and the DHA, like I said, has a 25, 30-year institutional history here to get them involved in this?
Absolutely. I'd like to take an opportunity to explain what's currently occurring in the office to give you a better background of how we are encouraging interaction with the DHA because of their long history and institution in the city. As we meet with applicants, when they start chatting with us about their thoughts, putting together their application, and dropping off their application, we impress upon them at each conversation that it is in their best interest to talk with the DHA about their application as they move forward through the process. We also have begun posting those agendas online with the background information, and we have frequent communication with Gordon, the DHA president, so that he is aware of the meeting dates and can grow the calendar at this point, because he requested an annual calendar at one point. And just to make that information as available as possible.
Thank you. Any other questions, John?
I second Councilman, what's your name? Yeah. Taylor, yes. Dunwoody Homeowners Association, we tried to mirror DeKalb County to a certain extent, and the Dunwoody Homeowners Association was always the first step of a long process. The projects were vetted there first. There were negotiations, there were concessions made, and agreements between the developer and an outside third party, the Dunwoody Homeowners Association. And that's still a very important process. And I think we need to look at finding an informal way in which that we could still recommend that. I've been to a number of community councils here, and they would have loved to have the option to say, what did the DHA say? What was the recommendation of the Dunwoody Homeowners Association? Though they're not in official capacity with the city, I think it's still an important process. If there was any way at all that we could at least have one more level of vetting, even if it's an unofficial level of vetting, I think it would be beneficial to the citizens as a whole. As far as the public comment, or as far as the public notice, next door neighbors have not been identified or known of issues that were coming in front of the community council. I think the signage aspect is very important. I do commend you for the agendas and the electronic documents that you're putting online. I think that's a great benefit to the community, so thank you for that. That's kudos. I have been to a number of community councils. They have been underutilized. I mean, we've been the only people in the room. The only people in the room were the community council members and the persons giving their requests. There was no community in the room, and that's really what I'd like to see changed.
Thank you, John. Robert?
Yeah, I want to add one more suggestion, and that is that we put high on our priority list a subscription service for things getting posted on the community development website so that people have an opportunity to come in and say, anytime you post something on the community development, either an agenda or a packet, I'd like to get an email with a link. So that I know to go out there. So I think that would help as well.
Yeah, I think we may already have an RSS feed.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, is an RSS.
I think we already have it. I'll double check it.
Okay, that would be a wonderful thing. And again, lots of us would go out and spread the word. If you want to be included on future notices, every time something gets posted, you can get an email, you can go online, you can look at it and see if it's something that you'd be interested in.
Okay.
and getting involved.
And I think that same process on variances, rezonings, whatever.
Yes, right.
If you get an RSS feed, then that would be.
I think we already have that on that site, but I'll double check.
There's no link that says subscribe here.
RSS feed, right?
Right.
I'll double check.
Just one other quick comment on that issue of what's on the website and everything. And I just went on there today just to look around for meetings and things like that, and they said, you know, such and such a date this will go down. But it didn't have, it didn't have the time the meeting started that I saw. Now, these guys are a lot better electronics than I am, but I could use it to pick that out. And I went on the two different sites where the things were listed, and it wasn't just, you know, it was just the time of the day was not included upon that, so that might help also.
And since we're doing a punch list here, I'll add one more. I have gone on the site to find the grid that had all of them, you know, that we pass, that had the meeting, you know, that I couldn't find it. It may be out there, but I had trouble, you know, finding what the deadline date was, and, you know, there's a spreadsheet you gave us. If we can get that posted prominently, I think that'll help too.
Yes.
Okay. So we'll see this back in July. Any other questions for Jennifer on that?